Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. Janelle writes, lately, I've been seeing a lot of news about the immunological benefits of elderberry syrup or extract. Is there any scientific validity to this at all? You know, as we head into another cold and flu season, still in the middle of a global pandemic of another highly contagious and deadly respiratory virus, there's a lot of interest in immune-boosting foods and supplements. Now, elderberry is not a new discovery. It's been used in folk medicine for centuries, and elderberry-based supplements have been on the market for decades. But for some reason, I've gotten a lot more questions about them recently. Just because there's a lot of talk about elderberry these days doesn't mean there's a lot to say about it. In fact, despite its long history as both a medicinal food and supplement, there's been pretty limited research on it. Perhaps the most verifiable claim is that elderberries, like most berries, are a good source of antioxidants. But it's not clear that increasing our intake of antioxidants beyond what you'd just get from a generally healthy diet has any positive effect on our health. Antioxidants, as the name implies, prevent oxidation. And oxidation is the chemical process that causes iron to rust, cut apples to turn brown, and oils to become rancid. In the body, unchecked oxidation can damage cells, membranes, even cause DNA damage. Fortunately, the antioxidants in foods, as well as some that are manufactured by our own cells, help to prevent oxidative damage. So we need antioxidants to be healthy, but flooding the body with antioxidants doesn't seem to make us any healthier. In fact, there are some concerns that too many antioxidants may actually have negative effects. But beyond its antioxidant capacity, elderberry is also said to boost the immune system, specifically against respiratory ailments. Now, I want to just make it clear that there is no research or data on how elderberry might affect infection rates or recovery from COVID-19. But there is some research on colds and flu. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore, and for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order. Does elderberry protect against colds and flu? Well, the most recent study was conducted on airline passengers in 2013. This was a randomized, double-blinded, placebo-controlled trial, so the gold standard in medical research. And it involved over 300 passengers, all of whom were traveling from Australia to some overseas destination. So these were all extended flights. Half were given an elderberry extract, and half were given a placebo, which they all started taking 10 days before their flight and then for about 5 days afterward. Over the course of this study, about 10% of the passengers reported coming down with a cold. Those taking the elderberry extract were just as likely to be affected as those taking the placebo. So the elderberry didn't appear to provide any extra protection against infection. However, it did seem to reduce the duration and the severity of the symptoms. In the elderberry group, symptoms persisted for just under 5 days on average versus 7 days on average for the placebo group. And the elderberry group also rated their symptoms as being less severe. There are a handful of other, mostly smaller studies on elderberry and influenza. Some of these studies have a few methodological flaws, but when we look at them all together, they do seem to point to some positive effect on reduction of flu symptoms. None of the research so far supports the idea that taking elderberry on an ongoing basis will make you more resilient to infection. To avoid getting sick, your best bet by far is still to keep your distance from anyone who is or might be sick, wash your hands frequently, and keep them away from your face. A flu vaccine is also a good idea. But if you do come down with a cold or flu this winter, you could throw some elderberry at it and hope that it lessens the impact. Typical dosages are 1 tablespoon of elderberry syrup 4 times a day or 3 capsules per day. Finally, a few words about safety. No serious safety issues have been recorded so far, but because there's a lack of data on its safety during pregnancy, it's not recommended for pregnant women. Also, should you be sourcing your own elderberries in the wild, be aware that they must be cooked in order to be safe to eat. Raw elderberries can cause nausea, vomiting, or more serious toxicity. You'll find a transcript of today's show, along with links to the research that I was talking about, on our website at quickanddirtytips.com. Thanks to Janelle for her question. And if you have a question for the show, you can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com or call the listener line at 443-961-6206 and leave me a message. And because you are a podcast listener, I want to invite you to check out my new podcast with Brock Armstrong. It's called The Change Academy, and it's all about the art and science of behavior change. The Nutrition Diva Show is produced by Nathan Semmes. It's edited by Karen Hertzberg. And our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Morgan Ratner, Emily Miller, Michelle Margulis, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next week.